of those congressional allies who did make public comments on Sunday, several either focused on attacking Democrats' handling of the case or said they would reserve judgment until they saw more facts. Senator Roy Blunt, Republican of Missouri and a key member of the Senate Intelligence Committee, said he was interested to learn more about the new whistleblower and offered no defense of Mr. Trump's actions toward Ukraine. Instead, he said he first wanted to see the results of the state's bipartisan investigation of the matter before making a judgment. You have to assume if it is essentially a partisan vote in the House, that sets the stage for likely the same kind of vote in the Senate, Mr. Blunt said on CBS, but let's see what the facts are. Others were more squarely behind the president. Representative Chris Stewart, Republican of Utah and a member of the House Intelligence Committee, said on Fox News Sunday that he was not at all concerned by the emergence of another whistleblower because he had already seen a rough transcript of Mr. Trump's July call with Ukraine's president that, in his view, was not problematic. On ABC's This Week, Representative Jim Jordan, an Ohio Republican who is one of Mr. Trump's most steadfast defenders, said the president was merely interested in rooting out legitimate accusations of corruption and that Democrats were unfairly vilifying him for it. But pressed a half a dozen times to say whether he approved of Mr. Trump's public remarks this week, calling on China to investigate the Bidens, Mr. Jordan would not answer. "I think he has you guys all spun up," he said, repeating a line frequently used by Republicans in recent days. "I don't think he really meant go investigate. Do you think China is really going to investigate?" Senator Ron Johnson, Republican of Wisconsin, said in a heated exchange on Meet the Press that Mr. Trump had vehemently, angrily denied to him withholding aid for Ukraine in exchange for investigating his political rivals. Unlike the narrative of the press that President Trump wants to dig up dirt on his 2020 opponent, what he wants is an accounting of what happened in 2016, Mr. Johnson said.